not to give away my age, but I remember as a child in my single digits, there was a place near the Sheen and Ferry Market, which is kind of like Eastern Market, but a smaller thing, in that area of Detroit. And there used to be a place called Tom's Lunch. And it was, you know, you walk up, grab a seat at the counter, and you sit on those little stools. And I remember my parents, after church on Sunday mornings, we'd load up the family, go to Tom's Lunch, get a couple sacks of Coney's, and go cruising Belle Isle. yeah, but that was my first Coney dog, and that was back in the days of my single digits. And I guess we're talking about food palates and taste. I grew up on Coney dogs, White Castles, Top Hats, and what was the other thing my parents always got? There was something that we always did. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I know there were four things in all, and it'll come to me. But yeah, and people wonder, why, how can you eat those things like White Castles or Coney's all the time? Well, when you're born and raised on them, it's never a problem. If you just try to eat them now, you know, you're going to, like, have stomach problems. Maybe that's what happened to Sean. He had a bad Coney or a bad White Castle, and that's why he's not feeling well. But, yeah, for me, I've got, getting back to the, basically where we started about you having that black grill thing, I got a cast iron stomach.